Commentator Crispin Sartwell wants to let force and rage answer the terrorist actions of September 11th.
When I talked to my brother Jim the day of the attacks, he said that he wanted to fly over the Middle East and see nothing but piles of smoking rubble. He wanted vengeance. A little later, I saw President Bush say that the people who attacked our planes and buildings will pay. That's what I wanted to hear. But as the days have stretched into weeks, the rage has been processed through diplomatic, military, and administrative bureaucracies. Even with Bush's tough talk to Congress, I fear our fury has been attenuated. That is, after all, what these bureaucracies are for. Think about capital punishment. The people who advocate it often argue that it's a deterrent, or even that it's cheaper to put people to death than to imprison them for life. But face it, many people wanted Timothy McVeigh dead. Someone sentenced him to death. Someone put him to death. People watched his death on closed-circuit television. These people talked justice, law, order. What they meant was revenge. Jim and I know something about this. Our brother Bob was murdered in 1983. The guy who killed him drove into a tree a few minutes later and died. I was glad. I wanted him dead. I would have killed him myself. That feeling is almost universal. It is human. It is biblical. And it underlies our sense of justice. It is the other side of love, is perhaps entailed by love. You can't care about someone deeply and not be outraged by people who cause them pain or destroy them. Now we need the guts to claim our rage. Of course, real revenge has to be directed at the people who actually did this. It can't be a matter of leaving the Middle East a pile of smoking rubble. We should do as little harm to the innocent as we can. But the people responsible for these acts, the ones who are not already dead, should die. Even as we process our revenge into concerted systematic action, let's hold on to the rage that makes us human. This was not a tragedy. It was an atrocity. The dead of September 11th should be mourned, but they must also be avenged.
Crispin Sartwell is Chair of Humanities at the Maryland Institute College of Art in Baltimore.